there is a power in conversations. There is a power in sharing from an authentic place, and especially sharing struggles, what we are going through, but in a way that is already, that has been slightly processed already, that is not fully from being in the emotion, being on the roller coaster. We already came down slightly from the roller coaster, and then we can share as an observer rather, or as someone who just came off the ride, who just had a crazy time on this roller coaster and just is done with the tour and can be like, oh wow, that was crazy. So this is how it felt, and this is the story attached to it, and vice versa. I feel when I share with my girlfriends from this place, and when they, and when I'm holding space for them to do the same thing. So of course, holding that space is non-judgmental and is just present for whatever is happening, is showing up. And when we can do that in a conversation that usually involves coffee, usually in a cafe, it is, wow, priceless. And this is why I was doing, this is what got me started with the podcast Elise Coffee Talks, because I was noticing that whenever I was talking in cafes, probably the caffeine also does something. I have no idea what it does, but hypes you up a little bit. I don't know what it does. And yeah, it was sharing from this amazing place that led me to not only have a good time and feel seen and understood, and was doing the same for the other person, but also was understanding myself better, both by sharing and hearing the other person, listening to what the other person had to say. And that led me to do those podcasts, because those conversations were sometimes so amazing that I wanted to start sharing them with everybody. And it was also originally in cafes until the pandemic hit, and then I switched to Zoom, and of course the sound was much better because there was this background noise of the cafe, which was of course on purpose. That's why it's called Elise Coffee Talks. But of course sometimes it would be distracting, so now I don't really do them in cafes anymore. What I noticed recently is that all the conversations I've had with my girlfriends who were going through something similar that I was going through, or who already went through that similar thing I'm going through now, and I will share more about that on other episodes, but not quite yet. And when they were sharing those stories, again from this place of having been gone through it already, not so emotionally attached to them, having learned their lessons already, there were some words that really were louder than others. I was noticing that some things, I'm at the park, I hope you can hear properly. There are children going nuts on the playground. Yeah, some words were louder than others, and I would remember them days after. And then I was like, okay, this really resonated. This must have been important for my own understanding of what was going on for me. So I really found these conversations very powerful, and this is why also now, so far, I mostly, even though they always were conversations, but I mostly focused on, advertising for another entrepreneur or fellow creative or somebody in the coaching world usually, or yoga world, which was great. I also really like to put the light on other people, shine the light on other people when they do things I believe in and offer great services or products. But now I feel that the podcast is going to move towards more simply conversations, and the lessons that I maybe understood in life, like this one, it's not really a lesson, but it's more something I realized, that there's great power in sharing authentically and having conversations and listening to conversations. Because sometimes also when I listen to podcasts and the same thing happens, some things resonate so loudly that it makes me understand something about my situation, my life, my problem in this extraordinary way. So I don't know yet exactly the shape and form it's gonna take, but this is really what I wanted to share today, that conversations are powerful and therapeutical sometimes when shared from that authentic space. Wish you all a great rest of the day wherever you are, and stay tuned for more.